besides her, say, cribs, lot, you know, to keep her farm stuff in.
Was she married?
Well, she, yes, she was married.
She had children?
Oh, yes, she had several. I don't know, don't remember how many.
But did you go into her house for the treatment, or, well, she didn't have like an office or anything?
Well, she had a certain room she'd treat you in, but then there was some furniture in it.
Well, were you uneasy about going at all, or had you heard?
Not a bit.
No? And you knew there was, you know, you felt safe about it. Did you go more than once?
Yes.
Many times?
I made 3 trips to her with my back, and my back got better. I mean, it just quit hurting there for several months. I wasn't bothered. And still, when I have the backache, there's been one time since she's been gone that I had it so bad that I went to the doctor, my doctor, and he said it was arthritis in my back. Well, he gave me something that helped me. And I've never been back to him. And
but did you tell him about the faith healer?
No, I didn't tell him about that because they'd been some years between my going to her and to him.
Did Mr. Luke ever go to her for what sort of?
Well, he had arthritis real bad, and he'd go to her with that.
And it would help?
It'd help him.
Every time?
Every time. It would help him for maybe so long.
You mean like a few weeks or maybe longer than that?
Well, maybe months sometimes, and then sometimes a few weeks. She was really good.
Well, did she, was it, how much or how was the charge? How did you pay her?
You paid her what you could or wanted to.
I see.
She didn't make no set charge.
Right. Well, was she an older woman when this was happening or was she young?
Well, when we first started going to her, all of her children were born. But she didn't look old and didn't seem old a bit.
And this is, well, a lot of the colored people as well as white people in the community would use her.
Mm-hmm. But she'd have them to get in another room when she had white folks. She sure would.
Anything else you can think of to tell me about it? Any of this, nobody connected anything like voodoo or anything like that with it. Did she go to church too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's a church goer.
She never gave any kind of medicine, any kind of powders or anything like that. No, it was always done while you were there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to tell you about my burn and going to her.
Please do.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
please.
And put up corn in fruit jars and, of course, boiled it in the jar. And I was taking it out of the canner and top blew off. And corn went all up here in my face, and then just a little bit of corn on my arms, and like that. But I was just burning up. And back then, we had to sit up, you know, to fire the tobacco barn. If you know anything about tobacco, it was to...
To help cure it?
To cure it, while we had to fire it with wood. And we had on a barn of tobacco, or two, one or two. And so...